Wes, what's the biggest difference now that Ben McAdoo's your head coach?
I think we still have some time to find out. I think he's the kind of guy that's going to be the same no matter what his title is. And as players, you can respect that because you want a guy who's going to be the same day in and day out. But so far, you know, the time we've had, the short time we've had with him and the new staff has been great. We had experience, obviously, with him as our offensive coordinator last year and the year before, I guess. And it was a pleasant experience. So I think we've got a good leader there at the head coach job.
Weston, what are your early thoughts on your new offensive line coach?
The guy is extremely smart, extremely detail-oriented, which are two really important things for offensive line. So I think it's definitely going to show up in our play. We have been able to kind of change some terminology within our offense to kind of help guys be more sure of themselves in certain plays. And I think it's, with his attention to detail, I think that's going to pay huge dividends for us.
Do stuff differently technique-wise? How much of so do you sort of estimate?
There'll be a little differences here and there. Each coach has their own way that they want things done. Some are similar, but obviously with a new guy, he's going to want things done kind of a different way. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel or anything, but there's just certain things that he likes that may be different than what we've done in the past.
Weston, what did you go into the offseason wanting to improve in yourself, change, or work to get to
that
point?
Obviously, it's all about performance. I want to increase strength, mobility. My football intelligence as a center. I think obviously last year's first year at center, so I think it'll be huge for me to kind of increase my intelligence from that perspective and be able to kind of help run the offense better since I have a little more experience there. But like I said, strength, mobility, skill are three big things that I want to continuously work on and try to improve.
Weston, a lot of times guys, you're only entering your third year, and sometimes when there's a coaching change, everything changes. You have new offense, new offensive coordinator, everything's new. That's not the case here. So you feel some of that continuity? How pleased are you that it's not, you're learning everything over again?
As a player, I think we're all really excited about that fact is there's continuity on both sides of the ball and special teams. So there shouldn't be any, struggle picking up the offense. There should be a good amount of recall there from the last 2 years. And I think, installation-wise, we should be able to install some different wrinkles because we're more experienced. We're going in our third year in the same offense. So we should be able to get a little more creative, I guess, with some of the things we do.
Weston, can you just talk a little bit about last year's experience? You had five guys all, I think, in new spots, including yourself. And as to the center, having to orchestrate all that and settle everybody down and get them all on the same page, what could you learn from that you maybe take forward, especially, with the right side of the line still kind of up in the air?
I learned, some leadership skills, I think. As a center, you're really the quarterback of the offensive line. So I was able to kind of take that role. It's evident to me how much of an impact I do have on these guys. If I'm positive, they're able to be positive easily. If I'm, if I'm negative, maybe they, maybe that affects them. So it's important for me to kind of be level-headed and always be aware that that guys are watching me, and I need to be that point of influence in a positive way for those guys.
What are the differences with the new strength coach, new weight room, that whole program so far? Strength.
Oh, it's been great. The thing I like about it is it's all position specific. So you don't see linemen out there running 110-yard sprints. We'll kind of mix it up. Today we did some a little longer sprints than we usually do, but then we mix it in with some medicine ball throws, working on hip explosion, those types of things that are more applicable to offensive line than just, straight line sprinting, which is good.
Have they presented it to you as these are the changes, this is why, this is what we hope it'll accomplish?
I think Coach Wellman's done a good job of explaining the point behind doing certain things. But it really hasn't been, stop and instruct. It's kind of been just let's go do it. And he explains, as we're going through it, why we do it and how it applies to the game.
Does it jive with what the kind of stuff you're doing on your own?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. He's got, you know, I like his mindset. I like the things that we do. Like I said, I really enjoy the position-specific aspect of it because I think that's really important.
Position specific before, was it kind of a general?
Oh, I'm not saying at all. It definitely was. It definitely was. We weren't, like I said, the linemen were not sprinting, you know, doing what the wide receivers do. I'm just expressing how I like that the transition we've made is still position specific, and we're still doing what's necessary for offensive linemen.
So what is different about it? I mean, Coach McAdoo said they.
It's just a different guy. It's a different guy. You know, there's obviously different equipment, new equipment, and as players, it's just. I guess that's how this business goes. There's new people. You got to learn how they do things and adjust to it. And it's been a good adjustment so far.
As the quarterback of the offensive line, do you have to often communicate with defensive coaches as to what you're seeing and have to?
I don't think that happens a lot. You know, that's where, you know, maybe a offensive position coach and a defensive position coach communicating that way. You know, me as a player, I can communicate with a defensive player in that manner, but I don't think they're going to come ask my opinion on what I see. I'm open to it, but you know,
your opinion. I'm in for you to ask their opinion about what you're seeing and how.
Well, I don't deal with them a lot, to be honest. It'll be more me going to my position coach and talking with him about it.
Ideally, you'd like to have continuity on the offensive line, but given that three of you, you know, you, Justin, and Eric are returning in the same spots, how important is that going to be in helping that right side, whatever that configuration is, kind of fall into the, you know, the groove with the rest of you?
Well, John Jerry played quite a bit last year, too, and I think that guy deserves a lot more credit than what people give him. So I think, and Marshall Newhouse as well, I think we've got five good guys that I'm very comfortable with going and playing with on Sundays. I think each of them have the right attitude, and I think together our attitudes combine to create a good atmosphere and a good offensive line.
Depending on what happens next week, you'll be the first time in a couple of years that the offensive line doesn't have a rookie starter. How important is that going to be for the?
Well, I can't predict what's going to happen, so anything could happen, but. If that doesn't happen, you know, I think we'll have that continuity. I think we'll have a little more maturity there, a little more understanding of what's expected. And I think that'll go a long way to help us get better.
You would be fine. I mean, it's not your choice either way, but the five guys from last year, I mean, you know, there's a lot of speculation and talk that the Giants will look for a tackle pretty early in this, you know, offensive tackle early in this draft. How do you see that? And you know, you would be happy with the five guys that you had last year?
Yeah, I can't speculate on draft picks or anything, but like I said, I really like the guys we have in our offensive line room right now, and I'd be very comfortable with who we have and playing with them on Sunday.
Weston, last year, I know early in training camp, you guys spoke about building an identity as being tough, you know, the road raider, so to speak. Do you feel you accomplished that, or do you feel that, you know, because of all the shuffling around with the rookies, you know, the injuries and whatnot, that there's still work to be done in that regard?
Oh, there's definitely tons of work to be done. You know, I think the when we become, you know, satisfied with our mentality and with performance, that's when you get worse. So we're always looking to be better. There's tons of things, you know, in the last week and a half we've watched a little film, so many things that we've seen we need to fix, but like I said, I do like the mindset we have. I think with the mindset that we have in that room, I think we can do some good things with that group.
When you come into the season, you go back and watch last year, you starting here in the spring, what as a group do you guys look at and say, we need to do this significantly better? This is the one area that we kind of really need to concentrate on that we have to be better at this year.
I think to solidify our communication, I think that was that'll be a huge part in making sure everybody knows exactly what's expected on each play. Then I'd like to see, you know, from what I've seen in myself, you know, I think our finish is definitely something that we could improve. And I think that's what separates good offensive lines from just, you know, average is how they finish. And I think that'll be a big emphasis on our performance this year is how are we going to finish. Making sure we do that in practice, and then it'll translate to a game.